It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hey, and a very good Tuesday, the 10th of August. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Pat McGeehan with you. Lauren Adams with us as well. Good morning.
Good morning. What a beautiful day it is out there.
Yeah, it is.
My goodness. Yeah, it's a great day.
Not going to be quite as hot. You know, yesterday was a very pleasant 104 degrees here in La Junta.
Good day to be inside under the AC.
That's right. Sure. It was. Yeah. It definitely was. Hey, with us today, we have Todd Griffith. Todd Griffith with us today from, I'm going to say, Colorado 811. I know there's a little more officially to that,
that's
Todd.
It.
So, yeah, that's it. That's close enough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Good morning,
thanks
Todd,
for having me again.
We're just so glad to have you back, man. I'm glad you made it. Todd had a little traffic trouble getting here, but he's a supreme navigator, and he's able to get around what was coming up. So
made it.
Good job. So, Todd is here to talk today about safety. Safety is, it's a huge, huge concern. And accidents happen, but they're really caused, aren't they? Either you're going to overlook something or somebody did something they shouldn't have done. So one of the things that Todd is going to talk about today is the call before you dig situation and talk about his organization. There's going to be some motivation to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Cool new car, by the way. I see you got the labels on the back that shows you the different colors of what the different lines and stripe colors represent. I think that's really cool because sometimes you wonder, you know that a color represents something, but if you don't have that chart in front of you, man, you don't really know, do you?
Yeah, sir. You can't miss that car. Yeah. For sure. I get a lot of people stopping me in parking lots asking me about
and that's Colorado what you want, right?
Yep,
you
want
to be able
to
put that information out there, and that's why you do it.
Yep.
Good job, Tom.
Very good. Hey, by the way, folks, stay tuned because we do have a $50 gift card that we're going to be giving away.
That's right.
Sometime in the course of this program right here.
Boy,
we're going
you better
to
pay attention.
We're
going
to turn that over to Todd. That's Todd. God's baby, so we'll be doing that here before the program wraps up today. Hey, before we jump into this, it is time for that blatant plug for Arc Valley Seeds.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, again, my name is Lauren Adams. I'm with Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South Thoreau Street in Rocky Ford, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Drop by and visit us there. Josh is helping us out there in the office now, and he's doing a tremendous job, and he really knows his stuff. And so come on in and meet Josh. We've also got Tony Davis that's been there, longer than me, and he's terrific agronomist. He knows what he's doing when it comes to pasture grasses, turf grasses, and the whole mix.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have questions and you got things coming up, I mean, we know we got some tough times coming up when it comes to seeds, and we're the right people to help you through it. So if you need seeds for your turf, grass, ranch, farm, whatever it is you need, we're the right people to help you out. 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford.
Yep, stop by Arkansas Valley
really
Seeds.
Yeah.
And, of course, our program, too, is brought to you by the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
We'll be hearing from them a little bit later on as well.
All right, and we always want to talk a little bit about the Coffee Break Project
On
the show, and just a little bit before we get kick things off here. And, again, I would just want people to understand that there isn't hardly one of us that hasn't been touched by a friend or a family member that's committed suicide, and the effect that's had on our lives is always negative. So what do we recommend is come on in to Arkansas Valley Seeds. We got a very nice display of the Coffee Break Project there with a tremendous amount of information. Now, the whole purpose of the Coffee Break Project is to bring awareness and to have resources for people to have those conversations that can be pretty difficult sometimes. And these people can help you start the conversation and provide resources to maybe you could suggest somebody that's in trouble can head that way. And one of the things I want to make sure you understand is if you're out there, you would give your shirt to help a friend or a neighbor that was in need. And I want you to really realize that if you're in that position and you need that help, the other side of that coin is to ask for it and let somebody give you a hand. And that's probably the toughest part.
And you find out all about the Coffee Break Project at Arkansas Valley
that's
Seeds.
Right.
We have a website as well, too.
Okay. Yep. Well, come and check out our podcast for our past programs, and that's at avseeds.com. podcast.com. Mm-hmm. Check out all the past episodes of Growing Together right there. So let's get into Todd Griffith and yes. Colorado 811. The fair's mm-hmm. coming up. You got lots of stuff coming up.
This is like 811 month or something like that, yeah. is it not?
It is.
And that's nationally too, right?
It is. So mm-hmm. tomorrow, actually, that's what I'm here to promote, is tomorrow is August 11th, which is National 811 Day.
Well, it is 811. That's
Makes
right.
Sense.
The eight,
yep.
the 11th day of the 8th month. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we take this opportunity to really recognize the importance for homeowners, property owners, mm-hmm. excavators, ranchers, to contact Colorado 811
right.
prior to doing any type of excavation, no matter how shallow, definitely how deep.
Right.
We definitely want you to reach out to Colorado 811. Place your request into us. It's a free service. It costs you nothing to have the utilities come out and mark their lines and let us know where you're doing your excavation. Mm-hmm. They'll come out 3 business days later and mark their utilities for you.
It's definitely worth the wait, because the cost of not taking that precaution, that risk, is a bigger risk than I want to take. It's certainly a bigger risk than I want anybody that I love or care about to take.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important. And just do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? They do a study every year across the United States, how many damages occur. So we have a report back in 2019 where there was 532,000 damages that occurred. That impact, that financial impact, was $30 billion societal cost.
Jeremy,
which means
Chris.
direct costs of the repair,
yeah.
Medical repair, business closures.
Time loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so mm-hmm. it really is a serious issue that, and unfortunately, even with a lot of the campaigns that we put on throughout the United States, not just here locally in Colorado,
sure.
but a national program,
mm-hmm.
We still have 29% of the damages that occur are because people did not call for free locate
mm.
requests. So,
wow.
you know, every opportunity we have to come out and promote Colorado 811, again,
yeah.
free service.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remind folks, it only takes a couple of minutes to make that call.
Right.
You have to wait the 3 business days and they'll come out and mark those lines for
right.
you. So it's well worth the wait.
Yeah. Well, what if I can't wait? What if I got to get in that ground right now and take care of that problem? Is there a way we can speed things up? Is there an emergency kind of a protocol that we can use? And what's the cutoff on that?
Yeah, in those type of situations, unfortunately, you can make a short notice locate request. We call them non-compliance, which is, you know, you can request a locate request to be done by the next business day. However, it is just a request. And we got to understand, looking across the state of Colorado, last year we hit a milestone in the amount of locates that we actually processed. 1,025,000. This
wow.
year we're already up 6% mm-hmm. across the state.
Good.
Which just rolls right into, hey, there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of locates to be mm-hmm. done, and it's really difficult for them to get all those locates done on time. So
sure.
yes, they still have to wait. You can call in a short notice locate or you can call an emergency locate request if you damage something or you need or your utilities broke. That is 20, you know, they'll be out there within, typically within an hour.
And you know, whenever something like that happens, you're generally dealing with some kind of utility company that is working on that repair. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also have where an excavator may have damaged a facility
mm-hmm.
in that situation.
Yeah.
So, but ultimately it is the utilities that will come out and do the repair.
Right. You know, Lauren mentioned, you know, downtime for businesses, not only the danger that we'll get into it, because we've all seen, I mean, just scary, scary accidents mm-hmm. and, you know, videos of it and things like that. In this business, in our business, if you will, radio, you don't think that it would really affect what we do, anything like that. But I know our engineer has a term that he calls backhoe fade.
Yeah.
And what that is it happens, you know, fiber optic or any other kind of line, the backhoe goes through the line and everything just fades away.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, with us, that really affects us when we drop our telephone lines, we drop our internet service and that type of thing, because we're dependent on that. We're so dependent on that. Yeah. I mean, of course, we have to have electricity to keep everything running, but if we don't have that internet service, if we don't have our telephones, and there's nothing to drop back on that. I mean, and you know, we are really so dependent on those services here in this business.
You're exactly right, Pat, and even more so now because it – in this current pandemic with COVID, we have a lot of people staying home.
Oh yeah, well,
working from home, and they are absolutely dependent on that fiber optic service. And if that goes down, they're not able to work. It doesn't. A lot of people don't really understand the impact.
Right.
When those type of damages occur and the ramifications of that third party damage claims that could come, piling in.
Right.
So it is a big deal.
I mean, even, in our format here of talk radio and things, we had, a long stretch there during the height of the pandemic when we virtually did not have guests in the studio.
Right.
We were doing all of our interviews, everything we did, whether it was live or recorded, was either through the telephone or over the internet.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, we just relied on that to keep us on the air, not only, with all the other network type programs that we get and news and things like that. It was our day-to-day operation, the things that we do every day that we take so for granted. And during that time, we did lose it a couple of times, and we were dead in the water.
We were
dead in the water.
I think we then realized how reliant we are on all our utility service.
Right.
So that's an easy one. Electric occurs, but you have the same sort of impact. Gas is a little bit different and a lot more dangerous.
Right. Sure.
So again, everybody is reliant on everybody calling in for locates, allowing the utilities, giving them the opportunity to come out and mark those lines, and then understanding what those markings mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means a lot. A question I have, and I don't want to be morbid, but don't we get a lot of injuries and fatalities due to people getting into lines and gas lines, electric lines, when they're just, they could have avoided it if they had just called?
Is there a lot? I don't know that there's necessarily a lot.
One's too many.
If that's your loved one, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But we do have that. Unfortunately, damages occur where gas lines are hit, and ultimately there's an explosion, and God forbid there be anybody be in that house or that business. But it has happened.
We've seen those fireballs where they're just shooting. Yeah. Sometimes hundreds of feet in the air on the high pressure lines.
And then we have our first responders that are responding out to those type of situations, which makes the situation even worse because they're the ones that are going in into a very precarious situation.
Yeah.
It does
a lot of responsibility upon yourself if you're that confident in what's under that ground, that the possibility for as bad as it could get quick. That's just not a risk worth taking.
It's really not. And I work very closely with Black Hills Energy and their damage prevention folks over there, and we do a lot of presentations throughout the state of Colorado of reminding folks the importance, and also understanding that there are law change in 2018, although that seems a while ago. It's relatively new, and it has taken a while to roll this out and educate everybody. But with Black Hills Energy being a great partner with damage prevention and promoting it, we take every opportunity we can to just educate people. Right. Again, that's a free service to them.
We're out here in rural America. A lot of times we think that, those locates and things, those power lines and those lines, that happens close to city centers. That doesn't happen out in rural America. And so a lot of times, I know that the decision gets made, I've been on this property for a long time, and I pretty much know where everything is. Let's just get the work done. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
That's where we get in trouble.
Right.
I pretty much know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at a report just recently, and I gave that $30 billion societal cost. A lot of that had to do with a lot of the transmission pipes that get hit. When those get hit, that trend or that societal cost goes up quite a bit. because the impact of that, and that, you know, down here in the Arkansas Valley, you guys have a tremendous amount of transmission, gas transmission lines that run through here. A lot of them, you know, on farmers' property. And again, we want to just remind our farmers out there that those lines do exist, and we do know that they're aware of them. But again, please have them come out and mark it, because they also have different protocols of requirements of, you know, what equipment can go over that and encroach on their right-of-ways and easements and stuff like that. We just want to make sure that, again, they're safe. We've had too many damages like that, though, you know, over the years, where farmers have damaged those pipelines and have lost their life in something that could have been avoided.
It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Talking today with Todd Griffith from Colorado 811. More conversations with Todd coming right up.
$50 gift card.
Oh, yes, right. We'll be giving away that $50 gift card here sometime before noon. So stay tuned for that. And of course, when you do that, when we do that, the number to call, don't call now, but it'll be 719-384-2345. So jot that down. All right. 719-384-2345. When the time comes, and I still don't know how we're going to do it. We'll figure it out. We will, I promise. We'll be right back. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Oh, hey Ralph, come here. I need you to be our big voice guy. Just say True Confessions.
You mean like this? True Confessions? That's silly. Why do the two of you act like children? Do you need a nap and a snack?
Ralph, I just wanted you to play along. I found something funny. Something funny that Pat McGee said the other day.
Ginny Francis, wasn't she Laura on General Hospital back in the day?
I never watched that.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm a Days of Our Lives kind of girl.
I should remember, though, because way back in the day, when Nunnery Electronics was right down there on First Street, where First Street Emporium is now, Larry and I were hooked on General Hospital.
And we want to know, what is your guilty pleasure?
Go to our Facebook page and play along. Guilty Pleasures, is that like a nap and a snack?
TTO, this, that, and the other on AM 1400 KBLJ is brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. Pat McGee has just admitted that he is hooked on a soap opera.
What, back in the day, I mean.
Do you need a nap and a snack? Will I get a voice talent fee for this?
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. I'm Pat McGee, that's Lauren Adams, and over on the other side of the console, that's Todd Griffith from Colorado 811. I know Lauren's got a lot of things he wants to bring up here, but I just want to toss this out there real quick. A lot of people don't think that agriculture has much of an effect on what you guys do, you know, because Lauren mentioned it earlier, it seems like it's all maybe urban centers or, you know, construction type of things, that type where you've got to call, where you've got to get those things, you know, located, your lines, you know, you have gas lines, you've got power lines, you've got telephone, you've got fiber, you got so many different things. Agriculture really can affect it as well, and you don't think they go that deep. However, it surely does.
It does. Well, you know, in all those utilities that you listed, you guys have them right here in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe not as many, but you guys have a lot of the high profile, as we call them in our industry, you know, the gas transmission lines. You have a lot of fiber optic that actually runs along through the valley. You know, and if any of those get cut, those are lifelines. Those are 911 FAA lines.
Right.
I mean, we know what what these gas transmissions carry, type of products they carry, and you know, the potential dangers. But yeah, you know, Pat, it doesn't matter. We do have some exemptions for farmers of, you know, if they're just tilling the fields, that we call routine maintenance.
Sure.
They don't have to call in for. They're not required to call in for utility locates. Mm-hmm. Again, I still encourage them. Please call. It's only you only have to wait the 3 business days. You know well in advance before you're going to start doing that activity. Allow them the opportunity to come out, mark their lines for you, and just remind you where those lines are. If you have to pick it up a little bit, the depth, you know. Typically
those
are
with the big scraper and you're trying to level out property. You're removing feet of soil in some situations.
Yeah, in those situations, that is not an exemption. Yeah. And they're doing that type of work. Absolutely, they need to do it. Yeah. You know, they're placing cattle guards, things of that nature. Absolutely, they need to call.
Yeah.
And those are the areas that are close to the public right-of-way where those cattle guards are, where a lot of those utilities actually run that utility
And you
corridor.
Might not think about it. You think there's a section of fence that runs across there. What could possibly enter there? Let's go ahead and get that backhoe, dig that hole so we can get that cattle guard so we can get into that property.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's an easy mistake to make, right?
It
doesn't register. So the point of this program and the point of your efforts is to try to make people think, you know what? Let's pay attention to what's going on under there.
Just a reminder. Yeah. And again, it's easy to get, you know, look past that piece. And it's just like, hey, we need to do this today. Let's do this today. Not that they need to, but let's do this today. You know, putting a cattle guard in if they need to and the cattles are, you know, getting out, that would be considered an emergency situation where the utilities would have to come out and actually do that locate on a short notice basis. Mm-hmm. You know, but if it's more of a planned excavation, hey, we need to get to this over the course of the next month, please consider calling Colorado 811 or contacting us. We have all different portals that you can actually process your tickets there as well.
Yeah. And it's not an inconvenience. When I worked for the water department in Rocky, when we'd get calls to locate water lines, we were happy to get those calls. I mean, we're always busy, and there's always something else that needs to be done, and you're never have enough hours in the day. But those calls come first, because the last thing you want to do is to be involved in a line break where somebody is dug and caught into a water main.
Right.
And dealt with, and there is a ton of stuff that goes into repairing a damaged water line that goes far beyond just fixing the leak.
That's right. Right? It can undermine the road.
Yep.
Which could create a much bigger problem for you guys. It's not just a water leak, but all of a sudden it's undermined the road. The road's collapsing. This becomes, you know, high dollar type of repair. Is it a media exposure where the, you know, media's got a hold of it? And then it becomes the optics of what occurred and who was there, who was responsible, or who damaged
it. We're boiling
water. And maybe they did the right thing. You know, so it's all about that part it's about optics. And again, you don't want it. Bad reputation.
Good stuff. So now you've been here a couple times now, and the feedback that you've gotten from just being on this program sounds like it's been pretty positive to be able to reach out and get your message out to rural Colorado.
Yeah, it's been great. And I can't thank you guys enough for inviting me down and having the opportunity to talk about Colorado 811. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, literally, I was in the parking lot as I was leaving. And got a call from somebody that actually heard me on the air, and reached out to me, and again followed up some questions. It was a great opportunity to create a relationship with that person.
Sure.
So since then I've had multiple contacts and correspondence with that person. But it didn't stop there. I was getting calls and then people saying, "Yeah, I heard you. I heard you on the radio down the valley," and it was great. Great feedback, because, you know, what I want, my job is really as a liaison for Colorado 811 is to work with all stakeholders. I consider a stakeholder being a homeowner, utility, excavator, anybody that has anything to do with excavation. I work with them. And if they're having problems, I want them to reach out to me. You know, I'm an ear. And then I am also a problem solver, hopefully, and can help escalate issues of getting them to the right person if they're having an issue. It's not that I'm the locate police or anything like that. I don't have a badge or a gun with one bullet. None of that.
They don't call him Barney. Okay.
Some do.
Okay, but anyway.
But you know what? Again, it's about relationships and having that opportunity, who to contact and what they need to do. Mm-hmm. And homeowners are, you know, They're just not in the know. And again, this is a great opportunity for me to push this information out that it is a requirement for them to call Colorado 811 before they do any type of excavation, any type. And when they hear that, they're like, oh, that's good to know because I've never done that. So
I understand the price is right.
Yep. It's perfect.
Yeah. That's right.
Especially in this current economy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's there is no cost for the service.
Yeah.
All you have to wait is the 3 business days. Yeah. It's a free call. It's a free service. I would like to mention though, there is situations that where utilities do not get located, and it needs to be an important part of this discussion is that once you make that call to Colorado 811, we notify all the utility owners and they will come out and mark their lines. Yeah. What everybody does need to understand is there is a demarcation point, which means a transfer of power from the utility to the property owner, where that property owner actually owns those utility lines, not the utility. A lot of times it's metered at the property line. Yeah. Everything on the backside of that meter to that structure is owned by the property owner, and it's their responsibility to have those lines located. Now, unfortunately, that's not a free service because you actually have to contact a private locating company to come out and mark those lines, and you know that those prices can vary.
So for instance, my gas meter is at the road, and I'm going to be doing some excavation on the other side of the property, maybe on the opposite side of the house from the road, that the your location service gets to the meter. But then after that, we don't know what's going on inside of there, but we still need to know.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do. And unfortunately, 65% of the buried underground utilities are privately owned. So I want to identify the elephant in the room, and because I do get calls from homeowners, excavators said, hey, well, we called you guys and you guys didn't come out and locate or any lines on our property.
Yeah.
Well, again, I want to make it really clear. Colorado 811 does not do any of the locates. We're just a communication center. We just take the information and pass it on to the utilities. But I don't want to mislead them either. I want them to understand that there is privately owned utilities on their line or on their lot that they need to be aware of. And, you know, if they don't know, it's kind of where's it come, where's it go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's money well spent to really have those utilities located doing any work on the property.
And I know I will say that I kind of semi-cheated on my own properties, my 2 properties, is that on our buildings, the gas company moved the meters from either the street or the alley, and they put them right up next to the buildings.
Yeah, mine's right next to
the house. They relocated all the meters. And when they did that, they shot our entire lots. So I know where everything is at, the phone lines, the water line, anything that runs across my property. They had to do it because of their work.
Right.
And yes, I have that mapped out. So.
But here's what I want to remind you of. And I hear that a lot. Like, I know where they're at because I saw it.
No, I understand what you're saying right there. But
But I think we need to remind the listeners on there is a lot of times they do see them put in and they're like, well, I know where. Yeah. I had it located last year. The law requires that you must have a current.
You have to do it anyway, right?
Locates are only valid for 30 days or until the marks are no longer clearly visible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My flags are still there.
Right. Now,
we'll talk after this.
Well, okay, no, we'll talk after this. We'll no problem. Yes. But it was interesting, though, because, you know, there were things I had no idea.
Sure.
I didn't know where these things ran. I go, really? It runs there?
Right.
You know, it runs there?
Yeah.
You know, which is,
Yeah, well, and then when you do the private locates, all of a sudden all these lines appear that you never knew that were there. You're like, I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's where I was on this.
Hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
All right.
So understand there's $20 in the air, $50.
$50.
You know what? Let's get that going. Let's get that going because we got to come up on a break here in just a moment.
No, I could always use an extra $50.
Yeah, but you're not eligible.
I know it.
Yes, terrible. I know that's awful.
Let's mute this mic.
You know what? I get to hang out with Todd today, so I'm doing okay.
All right. What kind of gift card do we have right here, Todd?
It is a $50 Amazon gift card.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Good.
All right. How are we going to give that away?
Well, we have a question for our listeners out there.
Okay, and what is that question?
So, what is the cost of a 811 locate?
What? How much does an 811 locate cost?
Yes.
Well, the first person that can tell us that at 719-384-2345 will get that Amazon gift card.
Awesome.
Yeah. All you got to do is tell us how much Amazon, how much it costs to locate. Well, whatever. How much does it cost to locate your lines with Colorado 811? We're going to find out here in just a moment. I think we got calls coming in already. Don't go away. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, dry weather was the rule over the weekend and Monday across southeast Colorado. The hazy, smoky skies, though, would have made it hard to see if any thunderstorms actually were developing. Hot, dry weather will continue this week, but a cold front is expected to dip into our area late Friday and bring a chance for thunderstorms through Saturday. Rainfall amounts do look to be only spotty and light. In the meantime, plan for cattle heat stress to be severe each afternoon through Thursday, and then decreasing to moderate on Friday afternoon through the weekend. Extra care may be needed for livestock at the fair in Lamar due to the heat. Hay cut today should be able to cure rapidly, but there is a small chance for rain damage this weekend if it's not gathered by Friday. Dew formation should be only light on most mornings. Weekly crop water use will average around 2.25 inches for alfalfa and corn, while lawns will need around 1.75 inches. These values are about 10% higher than normal for mid-August. Chemical applicators can expect generally light winds in the early to mid-morning most days this week. Now, looking at growing degree days since mid-April for corn, growing degree accumulations at La Junta and Lamar are close to normal and 2019, but about a week behind last year. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR. We have a winner chicken dinner. Can you get a chicken dinner with an Amazon gift card? I don't know.
I think you can almost get anything with the Amazon. Doggone close.
Mark Nelson, he was our winner today. So congratulations to Mark. And he had the correct answer, which is free.
Absolutely free.
That's right. Absolutely free for an 811 locate.
The price is right.
The price is definitely right.
So what do you got to lose other than just having the
That's right.
Just make the call, man.
Yep,
just
that's
make
right.
the call.
So congratulations to Mark.
Feel?
That's
you
right.
Don't make the call and you yep. run into something in the dirt.
It's
free. Somebody gets hurt mm-hmm. or you got sued mm-hmm. or, you know, and all you would have had to have done is make a simple phone call.
Yep, 811.
Just
it's
do
easy
it.
Enough. Hey, Todd, give us a little history on 811 Day, because Todd reminded me before we started the program. Yeah, it's coming up tomorrow. But a number of years ago, you were involved with a remote that we did here at KBLJ Radio for National 811 Day.
I was. That was approximately
five or six years ago.
Yeah, it's right when we started with Colorado 811 and Source Gas at the time.
Right,
now,
right.
You know, acquired by Black Hills Energy. Yeah. But they had put on a remote with you, a campaign to actually promote National 811 Day, and we invited everybody down to have free hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, we had a great turnout.
It was a great turnout. I was really surprised. I don't know, surprised. I just didn't really know what to expect.
Sure.
You know, and I got to tell you, I melt in the sun. So I was dying.
I remember that. It was a hot day.
It was a hot day. Yeah, I was trying to nestle up to you because you were under the canopy there with some shade. But yeah, it was personal space.
That was all to the side before six feet distancing.
Yeah, right. No, but we had a great turnout and, you know, and we, There's a lot of activities like that do happen throughout the year. Unfortunately, due to COVID this year, we really had to shut it down because we just didn't know where this was going to be. Typically, but I mean, we will do big like an 811 run where we'll sponsor. All the money goes to the Wounded Warriors Fund, and we have a great turnout there. Mm-hmm. We do that up in Arvada and had done that for the last 5 years. So there's different programs we'll do at the Rockies game tonight. There will be 811 promoted throughout the game, and then we do in Colorado Springs. We do it with the Sky Sox now,
whatever they call them.
But we would do stuff at their venue and to promote 811 Day.
Really getting this, out there.
Yeah, you know, this year all I'm going to do, and it's not all because it's well received. Otter Pops doesn't seem like a big deal, right?
I
just drive around. Find excavators doing the right thing, and I'm just handing out Otter Pops to the guys, and they're like, you know, they kind of looked at me, but you can't, you know, you see my car, right?
Yeah, it's
a billboard. They know who I'm with,
yeah.
And so I just thank them for doing what they're
doing. Who wouldn't take an Otter Pop when it's 100 degrees out of Southeast Colorado afternoon?
Yeah, you're out hot, sweaty.
Yeah, you bet.
You can't have a cold beer right then, but you can do an Otter Pop.
Pretty close. How long has National 811 Day been going on? Do you know right off the top of your head?
Boy. Way to put me on the spot there, Pat.
Sorry about that. Didn't
you know,
mean
I
to,
don't.
But yeah, it's
I
been a while.
Don't. It really has. Yeah. I mean, as long as I've been at Colorado 811, we've had it, and I probably paid more attention to it since I've been here. Again, I've always been in the industry. Mm-hmm. I was on the utility locating side for many, many years, but we were so busy out there just locating and doing our job of making sure, trying to keep everybody safe. In that capacity.
You mentioned that I believe it might have come up that the locates are free.
I think it did come up a time or two.
Somebody's getting paid, so money's coming from somewhere. How are you guys funded?
So the way it works is our utility members that we notify every time that there's excavation going on, because the law requires that anybody that has utilities in the public right-of-way and adjacent easements are required to register their facilities with Colorado 811.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So every time somebody notifies us of excavation and they fall within that footprint, we will notify them through a transmission.
Right.
And then we charge them a transmission fee every year. Those transmission fees vary from year to year. You know, contrary to popular belief of everything goes up, we had I believe it was a 12 cent price reduction in our transmission fee. So we're at Colorado 811 is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everything goes back into 811 and damage prevention. And if we pass on some savings to our facility owners, utility owners, that's what we do. That's how it.
You're about the mission, not about cashing it in.
That's right. Yeah. And there, you know, all the utilities are our partners in damage prevention.
Well, I know if I own a utility company, I would surely want to get that notification every time somebody was trying to dig around my lines. So I would gladly pay that fee.
Yeah.
Right. Just a really good insurance to have. You know, we were talking a little bit before the show about people buying crop insurance.
Yeah.
You know, insurance is a very important thing, and that is the best form of insurance that you can give yourself if you're going to be going into that ground. You call Colorado 811.
Mm-hmm. And the number is pretty easy to remember, I think. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, 811. You know, it's funny. I get a lot of calls, and I don't know why there's been an increase of people actually reaching out to me personally, but I get a lot of people calling with some questions about 811 and, you know, what do I do? Yeah. I'm like, actually, you just need to call 811, or you can go to our website, and we have a portal there for homeowners that's really easy to process a ticket, and again, wait the 3 business days.
We just did it recently at the office. We're going to be doing some work around back. Josh, if you're listening, get busy out there.
There you go.
We're going to be doing some excavation in the back, and we knew we had some gas lines around back there.
All right.
And because, you know, we've got the relationship with you and Colorado 811, of course we made that call.
Right.
And glad we did.
Hey, real quick, do you give presentations? If a civic group or a class or anything like that wants presentations on Colorado 811 and what you do?
Pat, I do. You know, the majority of my days are actually spent on doing presentations. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is education on the law.
Right.
It could be a Rotary Club. Anybody that's asking me to come in and talk about 811, we are happy. You know, because we're a group, a team of liaisons that do this, but we're happy to come in and do those presentations.
How do we get set up for that?
You know what? So you can go to Colorado 811, which is just colorado811.org.
Okay.
Or they can reach out to me, and I'm going to give out my personal cell phone number.
Sure.
And again, please give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay.
My phone number is 720-705-7983.
All right. Very good. Tom Griffith with Colorado 811 here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Quick break. We'll be right back to wrap it up here for this Tuesday. Growing Together brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Wrapping it up on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, again, colorado811.org, or you can contact Todd directly, 720-705-7983. Todd Griffith with Colorado 811. Thanks for your time today.
Well, you really bet. Informative show.
You know what? And again, I want to thank both you guys personally for always inviting me down here to promote Colorado 811. We talk about damage prevention partners, and I actually put you guys in that same category as damage prevention partners to give us that platform to promote this. And again, it's about public safety. At the end of the day, everybody needs to go home safely. So thank you guys. It was a pleasure being here again.
All right,
we'll have you back again for sure.
Hey, next week we're talking 4-H, right?
4-H. Yeah. That's right. I had a brief conversation with Marlena Greasy this morning. She's our local 4-H agent.
Yes,
and she's excited to be bringing in basically the whole Gardner family.
All
is
right.
Going to be in here. The younger ones, Jake and Jennifer, they're going to be talking about their experience with 4-H. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle is mom, and she's going to be talking about the fat stock sale. I don't even know what that is.
Well, that's where they sell the fat stock. So
I hope they don't get their eyes on me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, that'll be coming up next week as we talk to the 4-H'ers on the eve of the 144th Annual Arkansas Valley Fair, which opens right down the road in Rocky Ford next week.
Thank you,
Lauren. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Hey, folks, have a great day. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds has been brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance, the Arkansas Valley's News at Noon up next.